fucking old ass. Look at his fucking old head.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you! Hello!
And welcome to Clean Jeans.
Hello to all you boils and ghouls. You get it? Boils and ghouls.
I got it. I was letting it marinate for a moment. I was...
It's almost Halloween. No.
Fucking September.
It's still a while to go. And welcome to episode 174 of Clean Jeans.
To the 11th episode of 2020.
This has been a long year.
This has been the worst Clean Jeans year ever.
Well, because it's been the worst year ever.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's definitely fair.
We've been busy with life and trying to survive.
Have we ever been trying to survive?
And being irresponsible and almost dying.
You gonna tell that story?
No, other important people know it. Nobody else needs to know it. Yeah, guys, so welcome to this week's edition of Clean Jeans. I'm Ash.
Welcome to this month's edition of Clean Jeans. I'm John.
This week, this one. Welcome to this installment. I'm Ash.
No, we're going to try to be more regular.
No. We're going to be on it. We're going to be like Joe Rogan soon enough.
Yeah. Three-hour podcast a week. Ash is going to be editing them every night. She's going to quit her job and just edit full-time.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, so I hope you all are doing okay since it's been a while.
And
it's been a while.
There was an episode 173 that I put up on iTunes, but I don't see it there now. So if you've seen it on iTunes, let me know. If not, I'll repost it. But please let me know.
He said, when did y'all come over? Because I think it was until Wednesday or so that it possibly got exposed. I think y'all are okay.
Yeah, it was before that.
No, we went over there last Saturday. That would be after Wednesday. He said last week. We were just over there last Saturday.
We were over there Saturday. But this past Wednesday. Wednesday would have been 4 days after.
Okay, well, why did he say last week?
Because it's already Monday. So.
Oh. Okay. I forgot.
See, this is why we haven't been doing many episodes. Ashley doesn't even know what day of the week it is. She's like, today's Wednesday, right? I was like, what?
Why did you forget when we were over there?
Well, I mean, you just forgot, so.
No, I said we were over there last Saturday.
Yeah.
Not this past Saturday, last Saturday. Yeah. I know this past Saturday would be counted as the last Saturday, but it just fucking passed. That's why I'm not going to say last Saturday.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we went to Whataburger on a Friday. We then went again on Saturday. And on Friday, they forgot her white gravy sauce with her, chicken tenders?
No, we went there on Sunday. We went there on Friday and then Sunday.
Okay, Friday and
not
Sunday.
Saturday.
Okay, Friday and Sunday.
So you don't even know what fucking day it is. Well,
I have a point to this. Okay, so Friday we went there. They forgot their white gravy. So then Sunday, Ash was like, well, let me double check. And I was like, yeah.
This isn't important.
Because last time they forgot your thing. And she got mad that I said last time. Because apparently if it happened on a Friday, you can't qualify it as last time.
No, because if it was just 2 days ago, that's not far enough to be last time.
But it was the last time we went.
Yeah, but why couldn't you just say Friday?
Because it's just an expression.
Right, so nobody gives a shit about this. All right. Anyways, guys. So cases have been going up.
The CDC released a poll that I believe 78% to 80% of the children who have died from COVID have been Hispanic and Black.
Oh wow. Schools are opening up.
Yeah, I believe it was in Washington State where this was a while ago, but. They proposed that Hispanic, Black, and mentally challenged kids go back to school first.
Mm-hmm.
Go back first. And then the white kids see how it is before going back.
Well, no. And that's kind of why when I hear these white upper class parents talk about, well, my kids are at home. My two kids are at home with me 24/7. And I need a break. Like, I called the teacher, and I need a break.
I wish you guys could see her eyes.
And I'm impersonating someone. I'm doing an impersonation right now.
Okay.
And all you could see is the eyes when they got the mask on. Yeah, so
She's home 24/7 with her kids. Yeah, she's working. So she's not home 24/7
exactly,
with her kids.
Exactly, exactly. But when she's not at work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she works nights.
Oh, okay.
She works evenings. Mm-hmm. I just need a break. My son, it distracts my daughter. My daughter distracts my son. They have to be on the opposite sides of the house because neither one of them can get their work done. So I called my daughter's teacher and I told her, my daughter needs to come back. And the teacher said, well, I think it's, because she's, you know, in pre-K or kindergarten or first, I think it's like kindergarten or pre-K. You know, it's probably best that, you know, you can teach her at home. You know, there's things that you can do at home.
Also, she's in pre-K. She's not really learning anything that vital at school.
Exactly. But this mother is like, I'm not a teacher. I didn't get my teaching degree. What am I going to teach her at home that you can't teach her there?
I would actually reverse it. What is she going to learn there that you can't teach her at home?
Yeah. And my son misses his friends. And he's getting anxiety because he can't be around his friends.
No, I'm sorry, sweetheart. If your son's getting anxiety, it's not because he can't be with his friends. It's because his mother is losing her shit. Mm-hmm. And he's feeding off of your anxiety. Maybe if you would step the fuck up and act like a goddamn adult, mm-hmm. he wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, no, yeah, this is, it's just insane. It's just, and I get it. You know, I only have one kid. So I apologize to whoever this offends. Are you multiple parents with multiple kids?
I don't, because their number one job as a parent is to take care of your child.
But at the end of the day, these motherfucking kids didn't ask to be here. So if you decided to have four kids. Nobody told you to do that.
Put all that aside. Let's put something in perspective.
With this fucking...
Yes, the death rate is very low, but there are breathing problems. There are breathing respiratory problems. Increase in the likelihood of having diabetes. Like, there are other health problems, liver problems, that come from getting it. So, you having a few hours to relax to yourself is worth your child potentially having problems for the rest of their life if they survive?
Yeah.
Is that your kid's health means that little to you?
Exactly.
Or does your
mental state mean that much? It's more important, yeah.
And why do your kids drive you that crazy?
The thing is, John, she just wants to be a fucking... She doesn't want to be a mom anymore. You want to go have fun. You want to have your fun. Which, I get it. You deserve your fun. You deserve it. You work hard. Okay. You deserve your time to yourself. But you should have fucking thought about that before you had another kid. You just had one. Why'd you have another one? Because you got married.
Sometimes you want three or four kids.
I know. Then don't fucking complain whenever you're
I don't think you should complain. I think you should suck it the fuck up and be a fucking adult.
The teacher needs to take my kid.
And why should the teacher put their life on risk because you're a lazy... I was going to call her a bitch.
Yeah,
but that's,
she is a bitch.
Okay. If you're being a lazy bitch, why the fuck should the teacher risk their life for
it? She's a lazy fucking selfish bitch who doesn't fucking love her husband and wants to fucking fuck around with the immature fucking sex addict at the job.
With a receding hairline?
With a receding hairline.
What?
Anyways, I'm done with my rant. But with all this, what are they called?
COVID?
No, with the, where you cut down there and they take it out and no more kids. What is that called?
Getting your tubes tied?
No.
Or a vasectomy?
No.
Hysterectomy?
Hysterectomy with all that going on?
Oh, and ICE camps where they're...
With all that going on and you want to fucking sit here and complain about your goddamn kids?
If you were talking about hysterectomy, you literally mind tying the tubes.
No, I was like, well, you cut it.
And you tied it up.
Because I don't know how you do it. What, am I a fucking doctor? Am I a fucking surgeon now?
I thought you were.
What, do I know how to fucking do procedures all of a sudden? Hey, what the fuck?
So apparently, there have been whistleblowers talking about at ICE facilities, a doctor was performing hysterectomies on patients who didn't need it.
Yeah, and this is happening at a time where all these mothers are excited to send their kids back to school. Like, oh, it's their first day back. That's all you see on your fucking newsfeed. It's their first day back. back at normal school again. No more homeschool. Hashtag no more homeschooling.
You really seen a lot of that?
Oh, every fucking time I get on Facebook. Every fucking time. Yeah. Yeah. Hashtag we're done with homeschool.
Cases are spiking, though.
Well, Melissa just told me that there were like 300 and something.
In Tarrant County?
In Tarrant County, and then 300 and something in Dallas.
Well, I didn't hear about Dallas, but in Tarrant County, there was like 370.
Yeah, she just told me there were like 300 and I don't know how much in Dallas. And there are two new deaths in Dallas, and Tarrant County has zero deaths.
But you also have to keep in mind that Tarrant County stopped counting the prison population.
Oh, did they?
So you don't know what those numbers really are.
Because why didn't you say that whenever she was telling me that?
I didn't hear her say that to you.
Well, then how did you know that she said Tarrant County?
Well, because I knew the Tarrant County numbers, so I was throwing that out there. Okay. I live in Tarrant County. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
Well, I live in Downers County, and I don't know either one. So, I don't know if you're aware of that. I just know that everybody's getting it. And people are dying.
But Tarrant County stopped. I don't need to know the numbers. Tarrant County stopped counting the prison population.
But you know, every time I get on Facebook, Facebook tells me how many voters are registered.
How many?
900,000.
In
Texas.
Texas? Mm-hmm. That's not a lot.
Yeah.
That's really not a lot.
Like, let me show you. Let me get on Facebook right now so you can see.
Okay. I know what you're talking about, though, because it's always at the
top. It's always in the very top, and it makes this little fucking button.
So what do you think about the Republicans trying to push through a Supreme Court nomination before the election?
What are they trying to do?
Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg just died.
Yes, okay.
So there's now an open seat on the Supreme Court.
Oh, okay.
Trump's trying to fill it before the election. Meanwhile, in Obama's last year in office, a judge died in February, and the Republicans in the Senate said, you can't nominate one during an election year. So despite the fact there's like 9 months to go, the Republicans threw a hissy fit and wouldn't let Obama nominate anybody and stalled for the rest of the year. There's like 40 days to go until the election.
Oh, yeah.
And the Republicans are like, we're going to push one through before the election, guys.
Why?
Because, I mean, to me, it means they think they're either going to lose the White House or they're going to lose the Senate. Otherwise, why not just wait?
So they believe that a Democrat is going to win.
Mm-hmm. But it also just shows you a complete lack of integrity. You can't hold the other side to a standard that you don't hold yourself to. The only thing you have in this world is your word. And if you don't have that, you have nothing.
Word is bond.
And fucking Lindsey Graham. Was it Lindsey Graham? What's his name? Whatever his name is. So it was like, you can hold me to my word. If a seat opens up in Trump's last year in office, we won't put someone else in there until after the election. Hold me to that. And now they're trying to hold him to it. And he's like, well, things change.
Things change.
Things change.
People change. People grow.
I meant it when I said it.
Yeah.
It's a guy. I don't know why I make that his voice.
I know.
It's because they're all so bitchy.
So something that I want to, you know, just talk about.
Okay.
Well, when you stop talking to a friend for a certain amount of time, you get used to not talking to them for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So, Melissa just asked me why haven't I called that friend when the friend wants to talk to me.
Okay.
Now,
did the friend reach out to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But when they reached out to me, it wasn't the same way that they reached out to you.
Oh, okay. So this friend reached out to me first. Okay.
Yes, yes. And all they said was, I think we need to talk. You know, it's been months since, I believe, June? I believe June. Maybe May, since we've actually had a phone conversation. So my thing is, though, is like,
to be fair, they did say they missed you.
Yeah, they miss me. But when she already told you that she doesn't believe she did anything wrong, why would I want to talk to her? Her stance is always going to be, I did nothing wrong. What I wanted for months now was an apology. If she believes she did nothing wrong, even though...
I mean, I told her she did something wrong.
Even though she's going to stand by her belief. Belief works, too. Yeah. That she did nothing wrong. I don't know what my phone does, though. I'm sorry. Then maybe I shouldn't have found that out. Maybe I shouldn't have found that out that she isn't really sorry.
Should I not have told you?
Well, it's not that. I just feel like now that I know that she's not really sorry, but not really in a rush to talk.
Here's the thing. Play devil's advocate.
Okay.
Okay. So you don't know what's in her head.
You're right.
She says, I feel like I've done nothing wrong. Okay. That's her stance. Your stance is she did something wrong. You open up a dialogue. You have a conversation. You explain why you feel she did something wrong. And maybe she'll come around.
But that's still not sincere.
No, but it could be. It could be sincere. Hold on. Because she doesn't have all the information. She doesn't have your perspective on things. She doesn't have your outlook. She hasn't gone through what you've gone through. So if you explain it to her, anyone who has empathy and who has compassion and anyone who's willing to listen and grow can take in new information and change. You don't have to have the same opinion your whole life. In fact, if you do have the same opinion your whole life, you are failing as a human being. You should grow and evolve as new information comes
in. Well, I grow and evolve and I still have the same opinion.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you, Ashley?
Prove to me that's something that I don't have the same opinion about.
I feel like you would love Battlestar Galactic. I am not watching a stupid-ass show with a name as shitty as...
No, that's because I've never seen it.
That's my point. You got new information, and you changed your opinion. That proves my entire point.
That's... No.
Yes.
No, that's...
Because information...
I'm talking about a stance. A stance on something. That is me just fucking being difficult and not wanting to watch something that you like because you like it. I didn't want to like something you liked. That's all that was. This is literally like...
But my point is this, though. When you get new information, the mature thing to do is to then reevaluate your own beliefs.
I just want to know what y'all would do. If you had a friend who... It's supposed to be your best friend.
You want to go that route?
Yeah.
You want to go that route? You want to... No,
yes. Yes.
I have two people who I considered best friends or close enough to best friends to mildly be considered a best friend.
Okay.
Okay.
But either way it goes, let me just say this before you get into whatever your argument is going to be.
Okay.
You do not have a child. Neither one of those people crossed the line. They may talk about your fucking creed, your race, your religion, your beliefs, but when they cross the line,
you asked me what I would do.
All right.
Then you interrupted me.
Because what you would do doesn't matter.
Why did you ask the question if it doesn't matter?
It's not the same.
Then why did you ask the question?
Just fucking say your thoughts.
Alright. In one instance,
what happened?
Okay. He was being a jackass.
Yeah, as he always is.
I just decided, fuck it, I'm done. Okay. And I went damn near a year without talking to him. Far longer than the two of you have gone without talking.
Yeah.
And now we're in this weird place where we're talking again. And he's like, oh, you're such a great friend and yada, yada, yada. But it's not the same. That relationship is not what it used to be, and I don't think it ever will be. Mm-hmm. The other instance, got in a big fight about a friend, and we resolved it the next day, and everything's hunky-dory. The point is, the sooner you resolve it, the more likely it is to go back to normal. The longer you wait, by the time you resolve it, it might not ever be the same. Like, me and him are friends again. We're cool. I'll hang out with him. I'll talk to him, whatever.
How long did that take for y'all to... For y'all to rekindle? No. How much time went by from the fight to the rekindle?
Probably a year. A little over a year.
Maybe
a year and a half.
And you talk to him now, but you still don't have that sort of connection?
No. And I don't know if I ever will have that again.
And that's kind of where I'm at.
But I also never, I never had a talk with, and this is like the third time we've had a major fallout. And none of those times have we ever talked about the problems. We're guys, we just move on.
Yeah, I get that.
So maybe, but my other friend who we rekindled shit right away, we had a second fight about it. And that's what resolved it all. Because we talked about it and we got everything off our chest. So but if
it's
you
kinda
heard,
old now.
It is.
It's
it
kind of old now.
This is, my point is, there's definitely someone that should have talked the conversation
that's,
back then.
That's the thing. Like, I've kind of gotten used to not talking.
But maybe if you guys get everything off your chest.
I mean, I've gotten used to not getting it off my chest. I've gotten used to not having her in my life. I kind of got, months have gone by, and this year, you say, has gone by the longest, and this is the year that you decided to not talk to me? This is the longest motherfucking year. So even though it's been fucking, what, June, July,
ironically,
August,
ironically,
September?
Ironically, this is the longest and the shortest year I've ever experienced in my life.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, this was not the year to get into a fight. This was not the year to stop
fighting.
The fight
was before all this started.
All of what started?
COVID.
No.
No, it wasn't, was it?
Oh, uh-uh. Oh, okay. It was during all this COVID.
Yeah. It was before the riots. In the protest.
No, it was at the time.
No, because that's when she reached out to you the first time.
Yes, because the riots had started and she was like, hey, what's going on?
But you guys were already feuding by then.
Yes, that she used the riots to try to talk.
Yeah. But she didn't say anything
about
it.
But she didn't say, I'm sorry for crossing the line. Okay. For bringing up your child in an instant where your child shouldn't have been brought up.
My point is, when you talk to her, if you explain that, anyone who's rational...
All these months have gone by.
Okay, but she hasn't been thinking about it from your point of view. She's been thinking about it from her point of view. So if you explain
her
point of view...
Tell me, what has she been thinking about from her point of view? Well, I was trying to be honest. I was trying to prove a point.
Well...
And I did that. And we haven't talked for months. And now I miss her. Guess what?
I'm guessing.
What?
That her point of view is she thought what you were doing was wrong. She tried to make an argument. And then you got mad... That she didn't approve of what you were doing, and that's why you stopped talking to her.
I don't give a fuck if she don't approve.
But that's my point. You guys have a conversation, and you talk about it, and you guys understand each other's perspectives, and you guys can come together. It's all about having a dialogue. About, here's what I feel, you say what you feel, and then you either reconcile or you don't. But you have to have a conversation where you both... Spill your heart out and lay everything on the table and understand each other's point of view.
What if I've gotten used to not doing that and I just don't want to do it now?
I guess that's your prerogative, Ashley. Like,
I mean, because I kind of feel like I shouldn't have to talk about it no more. You didn't want to talk to me for 4 months straight. You didn't want to talk about it.
Has it only been 4 months?
June, or we'll say May? June, July, August, September.
Okay, it feels like a lot longer.
It's in 4 months? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You go all this time without talking to your quote-unquote best friend, who you quote-unquote miss now, and now you're like, I think we need to talk.
My favorite part was when she was just like, I'm going to walk away. It's like, you guys have a nice life. But it's like, you're not even going to try to fix things. Like,
but see, there's the thing. She knows it's too late. You had the opportunity 4 months ago.
You're right. You are right.
4 months ago.
She's prideful.
And I get it. This whole better late than never thing. But when it comes to...
Okay, let me just put this out there. Even if you guys never become friends again.
I don't care if you know my fucking side. I don't care if you fucking empathize with my side. Because 4 months have gone by now.
Don't you want to end on a good note? With your best friend since you were in, like, diapers?
Four months have gone by. I don't give a fuck about the ending now. To me, it's already over. To me, it's already changed. What's done is done, and it's never going to go back to that.
You guys have feuded before and became closer than ever.
She didn't cross the line of bringing my child into the argument. It's one thing when you disagree with something that your friend does. That's fine. You disagree with them. But it's a whole nother thing when you bring their child into it.
She should never have brought your child into the argument. That was...
And what makes it even worse is this person treats me like utter shit. me yesterday.
Yeah.
He got some other girl to text me on his phone and see an embarrassing thing that I sent to him. And this is a guy who you stood up for, who you brought my child into the argument for.
Yeah.
For this guy.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
That's why I'm kind of like, I don't really want to talk now.
She definitely crossed the line. Look, I'm not sitting here defending her. I think what she did was abhorrent.
I don't really want to talk. I don't have anything to say to you. I don't have nothing to say anymore. You believe that what you did was okay? You believe it was right? Cool. I don't want anything to do with you anymore. I've gotten past it. I've gotten over it. I've moved on. I've already experienced my life without you in it. And I've gotten used to that.
You've been friends since you were 12.
Like you just said, this has been the longest year. I feel like all of 2020, we ain't talked.
I feel like, have a conversation and see how you feel after that conversation.
Have a conversation. And what am I supposed to say? All right, what's up? You don't believe what you did was wrong. So what do you want
to
talk about?
Let me just make sure I understand this. Your way to have a conversation is just immediately right off the bat.
What the fuck else? Yeah. What you think this is the time for me to be like, hey girl, so I know we haven't talked in a couple months. My life is great. My life sucks now.
It's fair.
No.
It's fair.
No, I'm not going to sit here and be all cool about it. I'm going to be upset because 4 months have gone by and nothing has changed.
Yeah, no, you're right.
No, what the fuck you want now?
Things have changed. They've definitely gotten worse.
Yeah, exactly. They've gotten worse. So I'm sorry that, like, I don't know. Y'all may think I'm being petty. Over the top. But it's just, this is the thing. I was lying to this guy. I didn't tell him the truth. Okay, we all lie. We all keep things from people, especially when it comes to having sex with somebody. So when I'm lying to him, she's like, oh, you should really tell him. You should really be honest, and you should just tell him the truth. What if somebody did this to your daughter?
And I would also point out that this isn't the first guy that you lied to about this.
Exactly.
And she didn't give a damn the first time you lied about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
At least I never remember
and
you.
And now this guy doesn't even talk to me. Doesn't even acknowledge my existence.
And that has nothing to do with the lie. He never found out.
He still never found out. We just stopped talking. We just cut ties. He just
but
moved on.
It's probably because he has a receding hairline.
Well, and I mean, obviously, he's a whore. You know, he wants to fuck everything.
He's a whore who never paid his dues.
So basically, you stopped talking to me because this guy, I was doing this guy wrong. And now this guy treats me like utter shit every time he gets a chance.
Yeah.
Like I said, yesterday he just fucking laughed at something stupid that I did.
And I would make the argument he intentionally embarrassed you Saturday.
And then he intentionally embarrassed me last week.
Yeah.
He let a girl that he's trying to potentially fuck with see my text message, which was the text message that I saw, guys, if you really want to know. This is really utterly embarrassing.
So I'm going to tell the whole world.
The last text message I sent was, are you horny? Are you horny? So the new girl that he's trying to fuck was like, hey, do you have Ashley's number? I need to know if Ashley's coming into work. So he's like, here, you text her. So she saw the are you horny? And now everybody at work probably thinks I'm a little fucking slut bag. And now this fucking so-called best friend is like, oh, I miss her. I want to come back and talk to her. But I don't think that what I did was wrong.
But what if she's calling to apologize?
She's not. And the only reason why she will is because you told her to do it.
I told her, but what I said, and I think is a fair thing to say.
And so that's not a sincere apology because you told her to do it. So now she knows that that's what I want. And now she's going to do it just because.
Okay, but then you're putting an impossible situation on it, Ashley.
Impossible.
Like, well, now it's hear what she has to say.
What is it that she can say?
I fucked up.
Okay, you did. So get the fuck on with your life. I did.
But I miss you.
Well, I've moved on.
We were 12.
I've moved on.
We were at your dad's house.
I moved
on. Playing Xbox.
I've moved on.
Remember when we were 13 at your dad's house playing Xbox?
I moved on.
Remember when we were 14 at your dad's house playing Xbox?
The thing is, I know that we both done fucked up shit to each other when she was a kid. I
don't think she understands this. She doesn't like kids. I don't think she understands the severity of...
Oh, I know she doesn't like... Give me my drink. I can't breathe.
Isn't that a drink in your head?
Yeah, but this is the wrong drink.
I forgot what it was. I thought it was water.
It clogged up my hole.
I thought she was trying to summon spirits.
I couldn't breathe.
I thought she went all voodoo shit on me.
I couldn't breathe.
She was just waving her hands in the air.
It's like, give me that fucking drink, boy.
She's like, this is about you.
That's what happens when you can't breathe.
I don't think she understands. I think in her head, it's her disagreeing with what you were doing that made you mad. If you explain to her what she did wrong, maybe she'll see it. And maybe she'll be like, I fucked up and apologize.
It's one thing to disagree with what I'm doing. Fine. But if you know that you have not talked to me in 4 months, and now all of a sudden you want to be like, okay, well, I'll just apologize. It's not sincere.
First of all, she never said she was going to apologize.
Exactly. But she misses me. She wants to talk now. It's whatever you're going to say now, it's too late.
I don't think she realizes how much she hurt you. And I think if you explain that to her, she will apologize.
It's too late to apologize. That's what you're failing to understand here. Is maybe if you would have thought like this, I don't know, a couple months ago. I'll even give you 2 months. If we went 2 months without talking and you would have came back, it was still pretty fucking relevant to me. It was still pretty fucking fresh. I've gotten to the point now.
Okay, well, I will throw out another argument.
All right.
You always tell people, when I get pissed off, give me space and I'll calm down.
4 months? 4 months, John?
What she did really pissed you off.
Yeah, but you know what? You gave me the space. You gave me too much space. I don't give a fuck about it anymore now. Now I don't want to talk to you. Now I've moved on. Now it's kind of like, I don't want to hear what you got to say. Nor do I think I should explain to you how I feel. You're kind of not my friend anymore.
If you don't explain how you feel, no one will ever know.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with her never knowing.
But she feels like she's the wrong party. Don't you want to rectify that and make sure she understands why she did what she did wrong? And
I mean, she had a chance to find that out. If she didn't want to find that out when the time was needed, 4 months later, I mean, I guarantee she's feeling it now. She misses me. So guess what? Good. Because that's how I felt.
I thought you wanted an apology.
2 months ago, maybe? I've moved on. I like my peace and quiet now. I like my circle small now.
I mean, adding one person back into your circle is not going to, like, quadruple the size of your circle.
Kind of is.
She was there when your circle was alive.
She was there for a while, but guess what? I must have a person out of sight, out of mind. That's me.
So when I move to New Zealand, is this adios?
I mean, that's basically gonna be our life. If you're out of here, we ain't gonna have this connection.
What if you move to New Zealand with me?
Okay, then it's not gonna be like that. But I'm not moving to New Zealand with you. So.
Yes, we're gonna go to New Zealand.
No, I'm not.
Have you seen New Zealand? It's gorgeous.
I don't wanna go there.
America is crumbling around us.
Yes, it is.
It's
yes,
time
it is.
To flee.
Yes, it is.
I think we should flee to New Zealand.
I know. But if anything, it's time to flee. Just out of your job, maybe. Just stay home. I don't think it's time to flee out of America.
America's literally burning.
I think it's just time to just flee out of just one place and just stay home.
We're at the fall of the Roman Empire right now. I don't know if you're paying attention.
No, I'm too busy working every day and I'm dealing with fucking nonsense.
We flee to New Zealand.
I just... Like, Melissa asked me today, have you called her? I said, I just didn't want to deal with it. I just didn't want to deal with it. I wanted to have a good day.
Yeah.
Drama free. You know, I just don't care to deal with it.
To be fair, I don't like arguments either. I try to avoid them.
It's kind of like, I've just moved on. I don't know. And you're right. Before, I did want to talk. But I've kind of gotten used to not talking. It's like that thing.
Would it have been different if she reached out to you and not to me?
No. Because if she reached out to me, it probably still would... She would get this. She would get this of, I don't fucking care. I don't want to talk about it anymore. So it's probably best she reached out to you. Because if she reached out to me, it would have been drama. Because I would have been like, how fucking dare you? 4 months later?
Yeah.
Seriously? Like, get the fuck out of here with this shit.
And at least I could explain to her what was going on without...
Yeah. Without the emotionalness. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
even though I'll admit she did piss me off too.
It's just... You waited too long. If you really cared about me and you really fucking love me and you really miss me as a friend, it shouldn't have took this fucking long. It should not have took this long. To me, I literally have dreams about us doing shit. I spend time with you. We talk almost every day.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's something that happens between you and I, we talk about it. We get it out the way.
I mean, me and my other best friend got into that huge fight on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we went one day without talking to each other. And then we both were like, fuck you, here's everything I hate about you. And then we were done. We're back to normal.
And it's kind of just like, when I wanted to talk, you weren't nowhere to be found. Now you wanted to be on your terms. Now you're ready. Well, now I don't want to. Now I don't want to.
That's kind of I just felt like what happens between me and my other best friend could be you and her. And you guys could just throw it all out there. Understand the other person's perspective. Because that's what we did. We understood where each other were coming from. And then realized, okay, maybe I'm not all right. Maybe you're not all right. Maybe there's a middle ground somewhere here. And then we rebuilt from that. And now it's like nothing happened.
I think because I told myself, she's never going to apologize. So, she's not my friend. I lost a friend. I don't know if you literally noticed this, but I think I said this like a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago. Yeah. I made that decision of, she's gone. She's out of my life. This is not going back anymore. I literally moved. I made that decision. I moved on.
No, that's true. You did say that.
And now you're just like, oh, hey. We need to talk.
And why now?
It's just like you. I don't know. And I know that like you're gonna say, well, she's been your friend since childhood. She's been in your life.
Well, I miss my childhood friends. So if I still had one of them, like I mean, I'm friends with them on Facebook, and every once in a while we'll.
But I just feel like we're different.
It's not the same thing.
I just feel like we grew apart. We grew apart.
And to be fair, if I try to hang out with them, sure, it'd be the same thing. I haven't seen them since I was 12.
Exactly. You grow.
12. Since I was 14. Boy, it's been a long time. More than half my life now.
You just.
But I miss those relationships.
No.
You have that relationship.
But see, our relationship isn't going to be that.
That's true.
It isn't going to be what it was.
That's true.
All this time has gone by and I've already checked out.
That's true. I
get what you're trying to say, John, but see it from my perspective.
I see it from your perspective. And like the other example I gave, I mean, that's never going to be the same. I mean, we're friends now, but it's never going to be that.
You're not as close of friends.
And there's also a lack of trust. I don't trust him.
Yep, and that's... I already know. All you're going to do is judge me. I'm not going to want to tell you anything. I'm not going to want to talk to you about all my life shit anymore. Because the last time we got into it was me telling you about me, my life, and you judged me.
Yeah.
And as a friend, cool. We should judge each other. We should be honest with each other. Okay. But you judged me to the point where you wanted to hurt me.
Yeah.
You brought my child.
Bringing your child in, it definitely seemed malice.
So I just, I don't know. You guys can call me negative. You can call me bitter. You can say that I'm being petty. But I just kind of feel like out of sight, out of mind.
At the end of the day, it's your life, Ashley. No one gets to dictate to you what you do, how you go about it. That's your life, your prerogative. No one else is living it. And whether or not you two become friends again doesn't affect anybody but the two of you. So it's your choice.
Right.
My thing is just that maybe hear her out. But if you don't want to do that, I mean, no one can force you to. Only you know if that's what you want or if that's what you need.
I
didn't think this is where this episode was going.
I just was thinking about it because Melissa asked me how I called her, what happened, and like I said, I probably wanted to talk to her that day.
We were going
to
talk about when we went out drinking with your coworkers.
Oh no, we can talk about that. But I just was thinking about it because I was just like, I kind of don't think I want to anymore. I just have so much with work, with all the negativity going on and all the judgment going on at work. I don't want to deal with someone who claims to be my best friend who's going to be just as negative and just as judgmental as the people that I deal with every day that I can't stand and that I'm trying to get out of. I'm just around nothing but negative energy. And I kind of don't want to bring someone else back into my life to have more of that negative energy.
You need to surround yourself with positivity.
Exactly. And she doesn't do that for me. Like, yeah, she's, over the years, she's been a great friend, for sure. She's given me fucking Julianne Michael DVDs. And I use those and I love those. You gave me little workout plans. You gave me all kinds of shit, but...
It's just not based on what someone gives the other person.
You know, but... That's what I'm trying to say, is like...
Yeah, but you like, she's been a great friend over the year, and then you list things she gave you. That's not what friendship is, actually.
Well, because I don't want her to be like, I've been a friend. I give you Julianne Michael DVDs. You love those. Yeah, I do. In fact, they made me lose weight. Like, you don't know how many compliments I've been getting. Every time somebody that hasn't seen me in a while is like, wow, what are you doing?
Let's not talk about weight.
What are you doing? Like, you gotten smaller. And I'm just like, yeah, Julianne Michaels, bitch. So because of her, I do have her to thank for that.
She's also been supportive. She's listened to you. You've had a connection. You've had fun. You stayed up late talking on the phone. You spent the night with her watching stupid movies.
No.
I don't know.
No, I haven't.
You haven't? You never stayed up late watching movies, even as kids?
Stupid movies. No.
You never had slumber parties as a kid?
We had slumber parties, but I would be listening to music. She would be fucking doing something else.
Your life is so
different. We talk about boys. That's about it. We just stay up talking about boys. We just talk about boys.
You play video games?
No, we just talk about boys.
And, oh my God. You're okay. You know what? I'm done. I'm done.
I don't know, dude. It's just.
That's your whole relationship is based on talking about guys.
Yeah.
And what ended your relationship is a guy.
Yeah. Basically.
I'm done.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean. I really think I've grown and I've changed and I went left and she went right.
She's insulted me, embarrassed me in public intentionally to be cruel. She's done fucked up shit to me too. But at the end of the day, I think she's a good person.
I don't know. I think I'm just in a negative space and I just think it's not the right time for me. It's not the right time.
I'm just saying, if you were ever going to give anybody a chance to hear them out, maybe give it to her. Like, you've been through so much together.
But also, all this time has gone by.
That's fair. I don't have a counter argument to that, actually.
I feel like if people want to talk and change things, they don't wait 4 fucking months.
Literally, with the guy. The second time we got into it, I waited 4 months. And then we patched things up. And things were fine. Things were better than ever. But then we got into another fight like 2 years later.
But you're also not like me.
Oh yeah, I don't hold grudges.
I'm the type of person that I don't forget. I don't forget when you do me dirty.
Yeah, I have a list of people I hate. There's very few people on there.
I'm a very big person of, if you treat me fucked up, I mean, I'm never going to forget. I could probably act, if I have to see you, I could probably act like, you know, nothing happened. But if I don't have to see you, out of sight, out of mind, baby. Out of sight, out of mind.
You don't think you can resolve that through a deep, personal, intimate conversation?
Not when you're not around me. No. No. You're in a whole nother fucking country. Now, if you were here, maybe that'd be different. If you were here.
I mean, we barely saw her when she was here.
But yeah, but when she was here, we barely saw her. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just kind of like, you're kind of just a pen pal, but not really a pen pal, a phone pal.
Yeah.
I don't need any more of those. I don't like talking on the phone. You want to know what I like doing? Listening to music and watching TV. I don't need another friend to take up my fucking music time and my TV time.
You have me and Raquel.
Exactly. You, Raquel, Melissa. That's enough. If I get another person to talk to on the phone, I will never have time to finish Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Handmaid's Tale, fucking Legacy.
Watch any of those shows anymore?
I actually wanted to start watching Handmaid's Tale second season all over again because I stopped.
Oh my god! Okay.
Yeah. And then Legacies, I just already got back to it today. I'm on episode 4. It's getting good. Starting to really like it.
Season 2 is when I want to talk to you about.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, but I do like, and then I watch Curb, and then I've been watching Seinfeld and Golden Girls.
And Holliston.
And then you've been fucking making me watch this stupid ass show.
She loves it. It's her favorite fucking show.
Thank you. But yeah, I don't want to. I've gotten used to life without you in it. And that's the thing. It's like, I kind of like it now that you're not in it.
I've had friendships that have paused for years or so, and it's never the same.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just kind of like.
But what I said to her, and it's what I'll say to you, you have to decide whether or not, and I guess you've made the decision.
I did decide.
Whether or not it's worth it, and go from there. And it seems like she decided it was worth it, and you're deciding it's not.
I mean, I decided when I watched an episode of Moesha that, okay, maybe I should be a bigger person. But then right after that episode, and I was like, you know what? This is my life now. And I've gotten used to it, and I'm okay with this. I'm okay with it because we've always disagreed. She's always judged. And I kind of like this now that I don't have anyone disagreeing with me and judging me. Me and you have our little disagreements. Me and Melissa can have a disagreement. But you guys will never intentionally hurt me.
Personal.
Yeah.
When I have a disagreement with you, I disagree with what you're doing. I don't disagree exactly. With you as a person.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And that's the main difference. So, I don't know. I just...
Well, like I said, ultimately, Ashley, it's your life, your decision. You don't owe anybody an explanation. I'm sorry if she hurt you.
Yeah, I'm over it. I don't need an apology anymore.
So, your coworkers.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when was this? Like, 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. What are you talking about? Oh, this is last week. Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
So 2 weeks ago, sometimes when I pick up Ashley from work, because she doesn't have a car right now, so sometimes when I pick her from work, I can't get there in time.
Hold on. You done? Did you turn it in? Bring me your iPad so I can see. I need to see. You say that all the time. Okay, go ahead.
So sometimes she needs to go find something to do for a couple hours till I can get there. And so what she does is she goes to an illegal bar that should be closed.
It's not an illegal bar. It is illegal.
It should be closed. Excuse you.
They have food there.
They're open till 2. They're a bar.
Yeah. But they have food. And it's good. I just told Melissa it's good fucking food.
I'm sure the food. I've had the food there.
A brisket grilled cheese.
The food is good.
Chicken basket sandwich.
But they are a bar, and they should be closed. So you go to an illegal bar.
It's not illegal, so say that. Just say we go out to a place.
That should not be open.
And drink and get food.
That should not be open. So I went and met up with... No, that's not what happened. Where? I picked you up from work. So this wasn't the day when I met you at the Ivy. I met you at Eddie V's.
John, I don't even know what the fuck happened. That's what I'm saying. This is too old.
Okay.
We're trying to talk about this. Everything is too old. I'd have moved on.
Move on quick. All right,
regardless. Out of sight, out of mind.
So I pick up Ash from work. We go to this place that should not be open. And we're all having a good time. No drinking. No one's really drunk. No one's out of it. It's me, Ashley, two of her coworkers, and they're dating.
Oh, this was on a Sunday. This is because it was a long Sunday, and Jeff was there, and Jeff was like, "Are y'all gonna go out?"
That's right.
And I was like,
"I thought
maybe.
It was a Friday for some reason." But no, it was a Sunday. It was a Sunday.
And we were like, "Oh yeah, maybe for a drink." And then I was like, "Yeah, John, you want to go for a drink?" And then she was like, "Yeah, we'll probably go for a drink too." And I was like, yeah, so we'll probably go up there if you want to meet us up there to Jeff.
Oh, okay, that's right.
So we all kind of decided at work because it was kind of like a long, boring Sunday. Right.
She asked me if I wanted to go. And I was like, well, I got to ask Ashley, which was my way of saying no. And then she asked you when I wasn't there. And you were like, yeah, sure, we'll go.
Yeah. You see what happens when...
Because I was trying to be polite and say no.
Mm-hmm.
But Ashley was like, yeah, we'll go. Mm-hmm. So we get there, we're inside for a little bit, everything's fine, then we go outside, and everything seems fine. Me and the boyfriend are just talking.
No, we're inside for a little bit.
Yeah, but nothing interesting really happens inside.
Well, we find out that we're a stupid.
That we're a stupid. Yes, we're a stupid.
That we're stupid, and we're not as smart as we think we are, because we make fun of them all the time, and we're like, they don't know shit about history. They don't know shit. I bet you they don't even know what World War I was about.
Then they pull out, like, a detailed explanation of how World War I started.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know.
Like, I mean, I knew it, but I didn't know the names or the dates. Like, I knew generally what happened. World War I, to me, is not nearly as interesting as World War II.
I don't know what happened.
But they knew in detail everything. It was like, all right, well, we found World War I buffs here. But the exciting stuff happened when we went outside.
Yeah.
So me and the boyfriend, we were talking about politics, and he was perfectly fine. Okay, no. So me and Ashley go and find a place to sit down. And then Ashley goes inside. Then the old creepy guy comes, and me and him are talking. And then the couple are inside taking their sweet time coming out. And then they finally come out. And at the table next to us is, two guys and a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the girlfriend leans over to them and says something. I don't hear what they said, but you heard what she said, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, she said something to them. And she starts talking to them for a little bit before finally coming down and sitting with us. So then, you know, we're all just talking, having a good time. And the boyfriend seems perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Not drunk, not anything. Now, the guy at the other table leans over and taps the girlfriend on the arm. And she looks at him and she's like, what's up? And he points to the girl that was with him like, oh, she wants to talk to you. So she goes over there and starts talking to them. And everything's still fine. And then all of a sudden the boyfriend looks over and sees the guy's hand on his girlfriend's ass. Mm-hmm. And he slaps it away. And then all of a sudden he goes from perfectly sober to drunk. Like all the drunkenness just flies out of him all at once.
Sometimes it happens like that though.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does.
And he's like, get your hand off her. And then the guy tries to shake his head and he slaps the hand away. And then he's like, what the fuck's he going to do? I'll beat his fucking ass. And he's just talking mad shit. Me and Ashley were egging him off.
We're like, yeah, that shit wasn't right. He put his hand on her. That's fucked up.
He's like, I didn't even feel his hand there. She was wearing a little tiny dress. She felt it.
Oh, John. Come on.
And then the old guy was talking to them like he was buddy-buddy with them.
That's what he does.
And the guy was like,
remember when Caesar fought Ash? Yeah. He was talking to Ash.
Yeah, that's true.
He goes to the other one.
That's right. Ashley found a mate named Ash.
He's not a mate. He's just a guy. Ash is the guy's name, too.
You have chemistry, though.
He was just drunk and horny.
So
You say that about everybody and me. And then you see what happened to the last guy.
Person.
Who you thought I had chemistry with. He just ignores me and laughs at me and embarrasses me now.
You guys did have chemistry, though.
Well, we did. But that was all an act on his end. He acted like he
I don't know how you fake having chemistry with somebody. He faked being nice, but you had real chemistry.
I don't know then. I don't know what to tell you.
He just faked being nice. He faked being a decent human being.
Yeah, but how else do you explain the chemistry then? Like, so I like not nice guys?
No, chemistry. I have chemistry. You don't necessarily have chemistry just with people you like. You could have chemistry with enemies. It's just people that you click with, that you can have a conversation with.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, so the boyfriend was like, I'll beat his fucking ass. Like, just screaming, talking bad shit.
I'll beat his ass.
And then being actually like, no, yeah, he's doing the right thing. That's what a man does. And then he would smile and go, yeah, I'm a man.
He said that?
Yeah, he said that.
You actually heard him say that? No, I didn't. To be fair, I was probably in my phone or talking shit with the old guy at this point. So
it was fun. And then the old guy and the girlfriend were at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's like, I fucking hate him. He's always trying to fuck my girl. And then right when he says that, you see the old guy like running his hand on the girl's back.
On the girl's upper butt, like right above her butt.
Lower back, yeah, like right there. He's like, fucking look at him.
Look at him. His fucking old ass. Look at his fucking old head.
Screw it so everybody in the place could hear it. It was glorious. So then I didn't want them to drive home.
Yeah, he was acting drunk.
And she's like, well, let's go back to my place and I'll get some beer. And I was like, I gotta go home. I was like, I can't stay. I have to leave. Oh, no. This is just for the two of us. I'm like, okay. Okay.
To be fair, I think I only had one of those beers. I didn't even really want it. So, I mean, technically the beer was for them.
Yeah.
You didn't have one.
No.
And I hardly had a couple of sips of one. So.
But the point was that I was like, we can't go inside. Drop you off.
Yeah, but she said she just wanted to go get beer from, it was so, like right behind the bar.
We go to the bar. I stay in the car with the boyfriend. Ashley and the girl go in. And then I'm just listening to the radio and I just all of a sudden hear, I'm like, are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. Are you all right?
I feel like you're exaggerating.
No, I'm not.
You just exaggerated what I just did and I couldn't breathe.
All right, fine. So, but he was making weird grunting sounds from the back seat.
Well, maybe he had a cough or maybe he thought he had to throw up.
So then a bunch of people are coming out and they couldn't get beer. Then one white dude comes out, has beer, looks around, and then goes on the side.
Yeah.
Then you guys come out a few minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of coming to the car, you go to them.
Okay.
So apparently the guy stole the beer for you guys is how the story eventually comes out.
I don't remember, but okay.
Oh, I don't know. You don't remember because all night, all I kept hearing, can we talk about how he stole that bear for us?
Well, no,
we
I don't remember us walking to the side to go
get it. You did, because, well, you looked at us, and then you were like, well, let's go to the, you pointed to the car, like, let's go to the car.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, we'll go over here, and then she pointed that way, and then she walked that way, and you kind of stood there for a second, like, all right, I guess, like, you didn't know
what the fuck was going on.
But you said that you were in the restroom the whole time, so you didn't hear any of this shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I had to go pee.
So then you eventually came over to us and we drove over there to get her.
Okay.
And she's just talking to all these people. Just having a conversation. We're like, we gotta go. And apparently she was giving them money and shit.
She's stupid.
And then she gets in the car. We drive half a block. And then she's like, oh my God, I lost my wallet. They took my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So we stop the car. She jumps out of the car, walks 3 feet, and then comes back and goes, oh, it was in my hand. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's go.
This is what we've been going through, ladies and gentlemen. This is our life.
I'm driving them home. And she's talking nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the guy who was, I thought, dead.
Well, because he was just quiet. I thought he was falling asleep.
Goes, fuck you!
No. She's just talking. Oh, yada. Fuck you!
And she's like, Vinny, she says something to him. He's like, shut the fuck up. And that's all he says the rest of the car. He keeps saying it. Every time she talks, it's fuck you.
Okay, guys. Then he's mad at me.
Shut the fuck up! Fuck, alright.
Like, you think? You think he's mad at you?
It was the most brilliant thing I've ever seen in my life.
Then we get to our house.
And he rushes off.
Up the stairs.
And, you know, so we're like, alright, we'll come in for a little bit, but we can't stay long.
Yeah.
As we're walking, she lives on the second story. Mm-hmm. As we're walking there, I start hearing running water. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then we're getting to the stairs, and all of a sudden, I see water flowing down this person's wall, some getting out on their door, and we look up, and boyfriend is peeing down the stairs.
Which the doors are right under, like, right, like, stacked up on top of each other. So he's peeing in front of her door, which means he's peeing in front of the bottom price. And then
the person said two different things to us, and I don't know which one is true, because they both can't be true.
Yeah.
The first thing she said is, they just moved in yesterday.
Or.
The second thing she said was, they just moved out yesterday. So, they just moved out yesterday. It's still fucked up, but okay.
But for the new tenants.
Your first day at your new apartment, and someone pees on your door. Yeah. What would you do?
Well, because mind you, I don't think it was a very sunny day the next day. So that means that the pee probably took a long time to dry.
Yeah.
As soon as you open the crack, the door, in the crack of the crevices, there's pee drops. Yeah. You might potentially get a couple drops that are connected to the boarding of the door and the fucking top of the door.
So you move into a new apartment.
Yeah.
You go to sleep your first night after moving in. You wake up the next night, come outside, only to find that someone peed on your door.
Well,
what goes through your head?
Obviously, I'm going to want to fucking be like, all right, it had to come from up there.
Yeah, because it's all down the door.
Did she let her dog, or did she fucking do this?
You think she peed on your door?
Well, because I don't know that she has a boyfriend.
That's true.
I just know that there's one person that lives up there with the dog. That's true. So it had to be her or the dog.
Would you confront her?
I mean, depending on if the pee touched me or if the pee is still very strong.
Would you go to the maintenance, the office?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I get her ass in trouble.
Could she get evicted for that?
No. But she definitely will get a fucking note on the door.
Please do not pee on your neighbor's door.
Yeah, she might be embarrassed, but of course she's not going to tell us that. But yeah.
And then I spent the next 3 hours trying to leave.
It wasn't.
Nah, it was like an hour.
It was like 20 minutes.
No, because we got there around 2:30, 2:45. We didn't leave till like 3:40.
All I did was pee and talk to her for 5 minutes.
No. You talked to her for a lot longer than that.
You felt like only...
Well, you were drunk.
I was not drunk. I was buzzing. I was not drunk.
Because if you want to talk about 5 minutes, it was 3:30. I was like, all right, Ashley, it's 3:30. I really got to go. Okay, yeah. So we all get up. We all head to the door. I walk inside. I stand there, and I watch the clock for 5-6 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I go outside. You guys are standing in the exact same spot talking about the exact same thing.
That's what I'm saying. I could have sworn it was just for 5 minutes. I remember I went to go pee. I remember she had to pee. Or no, maybe that was another day. I don't know. This is our life, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we do.
Oh, and the boyfriend knocked out the second he sat down on the couch.
I mean, he literally walked in and laid on the fucking couch and went straight to bed.
Yeah.
That's all he did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is our lives.
And she's like, do you want me to suck your dick tonight? Did she say that?
Oh, well, at one point, she spilled a drink on him. Which she almost did again the last time we went out.
Oh, yeah. She did, yeah.
So she's constantly spilling shit on him. But I made a joke about, like, oh, well, you better make it up to him. And then she goes, oh, I make it up to him all the time. I'm always making it up to him.
She said that?
Yeah. She was like, I do all kinds of things to make it up to him. Okay.
So because you give him sex and a blowjob, that means you made it up to him? That's what you're supposed to do as his girlfriend. Supposed to give him a fucking blowjob. Good old fucking Ashley's job and coworkers, right, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, tell Ashley, tweet at Ashley to quit her job.
Yeah, please.
What's your Twitter handle?
at Ash underscore.
I don't fucking go on Twitter.
You don't ever go on Twitter anymore?
Mm-mm. Never again.
All right, well, tweet at Clean Jeans, and I'll pass on the message to Clean Jeans Pod.
Yeah, you can do that, because I don't ever go on Twitter.
Because it's a toxic, horrible place full of hatred and despair?
No, because I don't have it on this phone.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, so that's my life. That's what we've been... That's what we've been doing for all this time. This is why no Clean Jeans have came out, because I've been at work dealing with people who want to just ignore me now. And yeah,
I've been depressed. I haven't really done anything.
We've just been really fucking sad and down and out. I mean, my birthday passed and I got totally shit faced, wrecked my car. So yeah, life has just been, you know, it's been a roller coaster. So. But we will get back on. Just want to give you guys, you know, a little taste of our lives right now. That's what I've been going through. I hope y'all have had a nice little COVID year. A lot better than us. So.
But things are turning around.
No, for sure. I'm not going to let this year end on a sour note.
I will say that.
So, thank you to all you boils and ghouls out there.
That's the new name for the audience of Clean Jeans.
I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did.
Well, this was a therapy lesson for you.
Yeah.
I didn't think any of these things were going to be topics.
Yeah, I mean, what else are we supposed to talk about, John, but my life? So, next week, we'll be back with some current events.
There's a lot of current events, so don't worry.
Trending topics.
All right, well.
Love you all.
Give us legends.
Stay safe, stay hydrated. Mask on.